Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a Tuesday live in Los Angeles. It is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. What a pleasure to bring back our bon vivant, our international traveler, Joy Taylor. I walked in this morning. I didn't think Joy was in until tomorrow. It was a great present. So she just got back from Paris and said it was the most amazing time she's ever had. I watched you on Instagram. You were quite something, as the people in Paris were probably going, who's this beautiful girl who's taking pictures
over
our city?
They were sick of me.
Bonjour, Colin.
So great.
It was a great time. It's the most beautiful city I've ever been to. Everything looks like a picture, which is why I took a lot of them. But it's really incredible.
All right. It's great to have you back.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
So what I'm about to say, nobody is going to like. So just get used to that. Fasten your seatbelt. I like Ja Morant. I think he's sensational. I think he's mesmerizing. I think he's fantastic for the league. I love watching him. The Grizzlies are now 18-2 without him. One blowout last night. Again. Oh, they're not just good without him. Their offensive net rating is by far the best in the league in the last 20 games. Way better than Phoenix. And their offensive net rating is unbelievable. He is not an MVP. And when you say that, all the pushback you get. He's great. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I love him. Most valuable player. Michael Jordan left his team in his prime. The Bulls don't go 18-2. LeBron left Cleveland. An hour later, it was a tire fire. He left Miami and Pat Riley. It's smoldered for years. John Wall, Derrick Rose, Westbrook, Ja Morant. Do they elevate others? I always say this. If you voted on MVP in my house, it would be my wife. Because she elevates the kids. She elevates me. She elevates people, things beyond herself. I hear two things when people like me criticize Ja Morant. Colin, he's different. No, he's not. He's Derrick Rose. Don't tell me he's different. That is recency bias, and many of you, even in the media, are beholden to emotion. He is Derrick Rose. Small, spectacular, mesmerizing, amazing, a transformational talent. But I don't think he makes everybody better. I think Jokic does. I think Embiid does. I think Giannis does. Giannis is usually the best player on the floor on both ends. You guys have been telling me for years the future of point guard is Westbrook and John Wall and Derrick Rose. And I've been telling you it's Chris Paul. Chris Paul goes to the Clippers. They're the worst franchise in the league. They get to the playoffs. He leaves. Has anybody seen Blake Griffin? APB. I haven't seen him in years. Oklahoma City was tanking. Chris Paul goes there. They get into the playoffs. Goes to Houston. If he doesn't get hurt, they beat Golden State, the dynasty. He goes to Phoenix with all these same players. They couldn't win games. He arrives to go to the finals. And this year, they're not only going to the finals, they're going to fly through the NBA playoffs. Most valuable player. You have to be something beyond yourself. So the first thing I owe is here is this is different. No, it's not. Derrick Rose took over the basketball world for 3 years until LeBron James, who makes people beyond himself great, said, "Step back, young son. It is still my league." The second thing I hear is you can't punish Ja Morant because the team around is great. Who's punishing him? He's not being grounded by his parents. We're not taking away his parking spot. We're not reducing his salary. Nobody's punishing him. We're just unveiling the truth. Flashy point guards are running quarterbacks. Fans and media get obsessed by highlights. Watch the games. Flashy point guards and running quarterbacks. You know who's got 7 Super Bowl trophies? Brady. His highlights aren't that interesting. His highlights aren't that fascinating. Russell Wilson's got way better highlights. Right? Kyler Murray's got way better highlights. The shelf life for the running quarterback and the flashy point guard. You're not lasting 19, 20 years in this league like LeBron. The 5 best point guards I've ever seen in my life. And I've been watching this league since 1972 when I was sitting in a bunk bed. And I remember as a kid, Brent Musburger was doing the game. I swear to you, I think it was him. Maybe it wasn't, but it was Lakers and Blazers. And it was in Portland at the Rose Memorial Coliseum or whatever it was called. It's the first time I watched an NBA game. Back then, the Lakers center was, well, it was Wilt. But right after that, it was Elmore Smith. That's when I started watching the NBA. And the 5 best point guards I've ever seen, I won't even put them in order. Are Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, John Stockton, Chris Paul, and Steph Curry. 4 are the best passers I've ever seen, and 1 Steph Curry's the best shooter, and Ja Morant's neither. Now, that doesn't mean he can't develop into it. I always felt he was a better Westbrook. I think he's more self-aware. I think he's a better shooter. But what he really is now, a couple years into the league, he's Derrick Rose. Who deserves credit for understanding after several injuries, you know what, maybe I'm better off the bench, better mid-range shooter, got to be. But don't keep telling me that Westbrook and Ja Morant and Derrick Rose and John Wall are going to change the league and that's the future of point guard. No. Just like a great quarterback, distribution, elevating others makes you MVP. And I love Ja Morant and I love Derrick Rose. But I kept saying during the fascinating Derrick Rose phenomenon, it's still LeBron's league because LeBron makes everybody else better. Chris Paul makes everybody else better. You understand the Phoenix Suns? All these guys were there. And they couldn't win. They were bad. And then Chris Paul arrived, and Chris Paul gives you 16 a game, but he's got leadership, and he's barking, and he's yelling, and nobody cares about Chris Paul's highlights. They're boring. Tom Brady's highlights. They're boring. I mean, Matt Stafford looks one way, throws the other. That's better than every Brady highlight in every Super Bowl ever. In fact, Brady's best highlight was Julian Edelman's catch against Atlanta, and the best highlight in any Brady Super Bowl was the David Tyree catch from Eli Manning. None of them were Tom. It's the leadership, it's the distribution, it's the pre-snap. So they're 18-2. Nobody's punishing him. We're just unveiling a truth. Distribution matters. a lot for quarterbacks. There is no proof the flashy point guard and the running quarterback win a lot of games in the postseason. Their highlights are amazing, and they do win, and they're worth big money. I'd pay Ja Morant. I think he's fascinating. But when you keep telling me something, and I keep seeing it over and over, and I've been arguing on this show for 10 years, Chris Paul is the best point guard in the NBA. That's how you do it. Chris Paul. And his highlights are boring. Sometimes he does dribble behind his back to himself, pulls up for a mid-ranger. That's nice, not vertical. You know, he's mostly a horizontal player who, like Brady, is good with a ball in his hands, distributes, has to bark at others, directs traffic, you know, getting older, kind of expensive. But if you keep telling me something and I keep seeing something else, it's not on me, it's on you. And I love the kid, but they're now 18-2 without him. He is valuable. He's not most valuable. I told you I wouldn't like it. I gave you a warning. I told you I weren't going to like it. All right, you may like this. So I've always looked at it this way. Like sometimes I would prefer, I own a little company, I would prefer never to fire anybody. I hope I never have to fire anybody. I currently have a little company. It's got about 22 employees. I never want to fire anybody. That's why when I hire people, I work very, very hard to hire the right people. But sometimes right in life, you have to fire people. So in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys essentially fired Amari Cooper. They're like, we're gonna get rid of him, right? But if you ever get fired and five different companies immediately are interested in hiring you, just know, you weren't the problem as an employee. They didn't get you. So Amari Cooper, Jerry Jones said yesterday, we made a decision that the allocation should be better spent. We could have spent our money much better ways than Amari Cooper. That's funny because five teams, we looked it up this morning, were interested in Amari Cooper. Yet, if you put Ezekiel Elliott on the market with that contract, you would not get a call. In fact, if you cut his contract in half, I'm not sure you'd get five suitors. You'd probably get one. So don't tell me Amari Cooper isn't valuable. Because essentially a trade in the NFL is, yeah, we're getting rid of you. We're firing you. We'll take some draft picks from college guys. We have no idea if they're going to make it. Cheap labor, cross our fingers. Five people, five GMs that we know of called and said, we want him. Okay. Dak being paid like an A quarterback is a B-plus quarterback, and Zeke's contracts, those are the issue. Don't blame Amari Cooper. We have history. We have numbers, Jerry. We have numbers on Dak with Amari and Dak without Amari Cooper. I have data. We can put it on the screen if you'd like. Dak ain't the same dude. Dak's passer rating plummets without Amari. Dak's completion percentage plummets. Points per game, almost 9 points a game less. I am here to defend Amari Cooper. I'm not here to bang on Dak. I mean, I understand paying him. Paid him more than I'd pay him, but I get that. But it's funny when the Cowboys say, we decided to allocate our money in other areas of the team. Well, if quarterback's success is important in this league, let me think, yeah, it is. I don't think it's a good move. I think the Dallas Cowboys fired the wrong guy. And just know in life, if you're ever fired and you get five calls within a week, it's their fault, not yours. Companies make mistakes. They fire people. Howard Stern got fired, all right? I mean, Mark Cuban, I think, got fired. Companies make mistakes all the time. I think Dallas did with Amari Cooper. All right, good stuff. How about that? I am the only host in America who has a co-host who regularly goes to Paris. You're not going to get that in other shows. Paris. Now, they say it's all bread and cheese.
No. They have crepes. And champagne is an important part of the diet in Paris. The French food is, you know,
legendary.
World renowned.
Now, the pace of life over there.
Not the same, no. America's, we're like, we got to be somewhere all the time. It's very stressful. Everyone's just doing their thing.
Like three-hour
lunch, no big deal. We'll get back to work. We'll do it tomorrow. It's a completely different mentality, which is, it's difficult for me as an American because I have that anxiety in my bones to constantly have to be somewhere and
do something.
Even when I'm on vacation, I'm like, do I just not, like, can I chill now? And it's just not, it's not how we're wired over here. It's very different there. But it's nice.
Yeah.
You just want to enjoy things.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Eat the food for 3-hour dinner. 4-hour dinner, it's fine. It's a beautiful trip, though.
Great to have you back.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Can't believe how aggressive. There's a story out this morning that Kansas City is going out to get another wide receiver. Since losing Tyreek Hill, they're going out to get another wide receiver. So, you know, they got a bunch of picks, and it cleared up some cap space. And Kansas City's got 12 picks. It's a good receiver draft, so I can assure you they're going to draft wide receivers. But so the new GM over the last couple of years in Denver is a really, really smart guy. His name is George Payton. He's in the same division, obviously, as Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And he was asked about, at the owners' meetings down in Florida, he was asked about the Chiefs in his division losing Tyreek Hill.
You know, until they trade the quarterback and the head coach, I'm probably not going to worry about that too much. But no, I mean, he's a great player. They still have a lot of really good weapons, as you know. They have one of the best coaches. They have one of the best quarterbacks. So they're obviously they've set the standard, and we have a long way to go.
That's why he went and got Russell Wilson. Remember this. Who won the Super Bowl? The L.A. Rams. The L.A. Rams that lost Robert Woods midseason, OBJ at half, and were on their third string tight end. But what they didn't lose was Sean McVay and Matt Stafford, and they won the Super Bowl against a really good team. I love Devontae Adams. Packers are 7-0 without him and 6-12-1 when Aaron Rodgers doesn't play. The Packers won't be as good without Devontae Adams. They're a tire fire without Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady's last Super Bowl in New England didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver. Tyreek Hill is really fast. Kansas City's 4-2 without him. And look at what they have done. So they went and got Juju Smith-Schuster when they had Tyreek. He had 97 catches. A lot of you don't like him on social media. He's a little, you know, goofy. Not my cup of tea, but whatever. He had 97 catches 2 years ago. He's now a Chief. And he got 97 catches with an old quarterback, a bad O-line, and a defensive head coach. Andy Reid Mahomes, I don't know. Call me zany. I think it's going to work. They go get Marquise Valdes-Scantling. Well, he gets about 6 touchdowns a year for Green Bay. I think he can get 5 to 6 with Kansas City. They're going to draft receivers. They have Travis Kelce. This reminds me years ago, the Steelers had a receiver named Mike Wallace. He was considered the fastest guy in the league. Now, Tyreek's better than Mike Wallace, but Mike Wallace was hella good. He went to Miami, and Miami went 8-8 and 8-8 in his 2 best years in Miami. Then he disappeared, and Miami was still Miami. What did the Steelers do when they lost Mike Wallace? They drafted Marcus Wheaton and Le'Veon Bell, a great pass-catching running back, and within 1 year, they were back to being the Steelers. 10 wins, 11 wins, 11 wins, 10 wins. Yeah, because, you know, the Steelers are the Steelers. And the Dolphins are the Dolphins. So great organizations can replace speedy wide receiver talent. Poor organizations never capitalize on that speedy wide receiver talent. Miami with Mike Williams was 500. And within a year, Pittsburgh was with Marcus Wheaton and Le'Veon Bell was again considered an elite AFC team. Yes, wide receivers are more valuable than ever. And I do think Tyreek Hill's a good pickup for Miami. And I love how they've pivoted to an offensive team. But this league is built on elite quarterbacks and elite coaches, overwhelmingly in 2022, offensive head coaches. That's the league. Kansas City's going to be fine. And this morning there's a story. Marquise Valding, 12 draft picks, Travis Kelce, Juju Smith-Schuster. They're trying to sign another wide receiver. Great organizations historically. The Pittsburghs, the Kansas Cities, the Rams, if they lose OBJ, they'll replace speed. That owner, if he's bad, good luck replacing him. Miami. Joy with the news.
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo is still on the 49ers roster, despite a lot of talk that the team was trying to trade him, and GM John Lynch isn't going to just cut him to save cap space. He said, I don't foresee that. He's too good of a player. I don't foresee that, and I think Jimmy will be playing for us, or he'll be playing for somebody else. He's too good of a player not to be. He also said there was a lot of momentum towards a trade before Jimmy G's surgery, yeah. And last week he said they had a deal on the table for 2 second-round picks for Jimmy Garoppolo, and Kyle Shanahan said that they aren't going to just get rid of a good quarterback because they have other quarterbacks on the roster. Now,
it's really interesting. I'll give you my take and you weigh in on this. So they got him for a second round pick.
Right.
What they need now is cap space, not a backup quarterback. So could I not argue, if you bought a used car and you got 4 to 5 years out of it, mm-hmm. and then you gave it to your kids to go to college, who cares? You got unbelievable value out of it.
Right.
Don't try to trade it in for... You won. When you get Jimmy Garoppolo for a second rounder and you don't lose to Aaron Rodgers ever and you get to a Super Bowl, who gives a rip about getting a second or a third round pick? Isn't it more valuable to say, we love you, we're cutting you, good luck to you, we need space to sign more players in our division, which has the best team in football?
Isn't that interesting? Because it'll cost them $26.95 million in cap space in 2022 if he remains on the roster next season.
That's two starters.
So they save $25 million in cap space.
By cutting him.
So isn't it interesting that they're not?
What you're saying is they don't trust Trey Lance.
What? That's a lot of money in cap space.
That's two starters.
Yes.
And for a team that is probably, you know, they went and got a corner, I think, from Kansas City. But there's an argument to be made they have to upgrade the interior offensive line. They could certainly use another wide receiver.
I think any team could take advantage of an extra $25 million in cap space.
So let's ask this question. If Trey Lance was knocking their socks off,
right,
this would not even be, just get the money, we're fine.
No, because what you're saying is absolutely true. You got incredible value out of Jimmy Garoppolo. I know Niners fans are, you know, kind of out on him, and he can be a frustrating player, of course. He gets injured a lot.
He won 35 games.
Kind of falls
for
apart
a second
in some
round pick.
Big moments. But yes, he's been an incredible player for them.
Yes.
And he will be a starter when he's healthy next year.
Yes.
100%. Because of the market for quarterbacks is so bleak, and someone's going to get hurt in the preseason. We know it. Every single year it happens. So he's going to be a starter somewhere next year. So the fact that they're not cutting him is very interesting to me. They know all this. We're not like telling Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch this. This isn't news. So to me, they don't trust Trey Lance yet, which I think is actually a massive problem when you consider what they gave up Trey Lance.
Listen, and what concerns me is it's not even a quarterback reliant offense. Like, it matters, but this is not Arizona. This is not Russell right. Wilson or Lamar Jackson, where it's like the quarterback plays while you're loose. Garoppolo wasn't exactly slicing and dicing at Lambeau.
Yeah.
I mean, all you Bay Area media people with insight, weigh in on this, because it seems so obvious that I take the $26 million over a second-round pick.
It seems so obvious to me that he is still on the roster because they don't trust Trey Lance yet.
Wow.
Because all of those other things are so practical. You'd want the cap space. You got incredible value. There's no need to be greedy. I mean, or maybe there just is no market for Jimmy Garoppolo because of the surgery, so they're just waiting until there is a market when someone gets injured.
Think about this. I could be wrong on this. I think Juju Smith-Schuster, who had 97 catches 2 years ago, cost $10 million. So if I had $26 million and I knew I was going to cut Jimmy, I could have gotten a slot receiver with Debo Samuel. Because I do think they need another receiver. Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel. Debo's such a physical player. He gets banged up.
Yeah, I just think it's really strange. Because why would you let the market just go, all these deals being made, all these players being signed and traded, and you're sitting out of it to wait for an extra pick for Jimmy Garoppolo?
And at this point, because of the shoulder, let's be honest, it's probably a third-round pick.
Right.
I'm not giving you a first for him. He can't throw.
I think it's very suspicious.
It is very suspicious.
So the Steelers haven't dealt with quarterback uncertainty since they drafted Ben Roethlisberger in 2004, but Mike Tomlin is looking forward to the challenge of finding their next quarterback. He said, I'm really excited by it. I'm energized by it. I love the anxiety associated with uncertainty. It brings out the best in me, and I think it's going to bring out the best in us. At least I'm hopeful that it will. I'm comfortable with the talent that we have at the position now, and that's not saying that I'm not open to add to it as we move forward.
I love that line. I love the anxiety associated with it.
Uncertainty.
It's the juice. What that tells you is Mike Tomlin's very confident in Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
He'll figure it out.
He ain't never scared. I mean, it could be exciting. You know, it's obviously it's scary, especially in this league, to not know that you have a guy there. But also, Mike Tomlin is not someone who is worried about job security. The Steelers are not a panicky organization.
It's a great defense that we can't.
Right.
With great weapons.
Right.
Okay. So if you and I believe there are franchise quarterbacks, bridge quarterbacks, and backups, the argument could be made Trubisky is easily the best bridge quarterback in the league.
I agree.
Okay, I think I agree too. So if he's the best bridge quarterback, if you gave the best bridge quarterback an arguable Hall of Fame coach, the best pass rush in the league that's gotten better, emerging stars at tight end, running back, and wide receiver, is that a playoff team? kind of feels like a playoff team.
Well, there's a lot that can happen throughout the season. I don't know why not. I mean, nobody expected the Ravens to get injured the way that they did at the beginning of the season. They were expected to win the division. So a lot happens throughout the course of the preseason and the regular season that can change the course. It's a long season. Yeah. It could absolutely be a playoff team. But this will also be the ultimate test for Mitchell Trubisky, because the argument for his success, whatever he had in Chicago, was that he had a great defense. Well, Pittsburgh has a great defense and a whole lot more, and you can't question the coach at this point.
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity for Mitchell Trubisky to show what he can do, and I think it's a great opportunity for the Steelers and Mike Tomlin. And I also like that he said they're not against adding to it as it moves forward, because if they draft, which I don't think that they are going to be able to have an opportunity to get Malik Willis, but if they do end up bringing in another quarterback, then it's okay for a competition year. Generally, if you have more than one quarterback, you have no quarterback, is my opinion.
Yeah.
But this is the position that the Steelers are in. And you've already made this decision. Like, you made your bed when you didn't move in the direction of finding Ben Roethlisberger's replacement when he got injured. So now, make the best of the situation that you have right now. And there's no reason to panic. Some organizations constantly have this pressure of trying to, I don't know, like Cleveland's maybe, trying to prove that they're being active, that they're doing these aggressive things. If you're in a situation where you're stable, you can build for the future, make sure the fans understand what the situation is and level the expectations appropriately. But we all know next year's quarterback draft class is going to be much more robust. Stay afloat, stay competitive, keep developing the young players that you have, and then next year, give a haul and move up and get the guy you want.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with giving up draft picks if you feel like everything else is set.
Yeah.
We've seen that with the Rams.
That's right.
And they have the 20th pick in the first round of the draft, so they're probably out of the Malik Willis market. Speaking of the Browns, now that they have formally introduced Deshaun Watson as their next quarterback, it's only a matter of time before they move on from Baker Mayfield. But there seems to be little movements on a potential deal for him, and Stefanski doesn't have an update. At the annual coaches meeting, he said, "I think everybody understands the situation. We're hoping that there's closure to it at some point."
Yeah.
They would like to move on from him sooner than later. The Seahawks and the Panthers are really the only two teams that are potentially in the market, and it's been reported the Panthers have no interest. I mean, they're paying Darnold $18.8 million guaranteed next year.
Yeah, no. I mean, you might as well, listen, say what you want about that, but you might as well get every penny out of that thing, because you can't trade. Sam doesn't have much of a market.
No market.
Yeah, no. I still go at Seattle. It'll be, you know, I don't know what the protocols are. What if you just keep Baker around? I mean, because he's not going to allow you to use him as a pawn. He's just his personality. He doesn't have Garoppolo's agreeability.
No, he's not a backup quarterback.
No,
he is a starter in the league, but he's not a starter like Trubisky, who has the capability of going to another team and being a backup. That's not Baker's makeup. And he's too big of a name, I think, to be a backup quarterback. If you have any issues with your starter whatsoever, people are going to be calling for him.
Yes.
So it's interesting though, because we are all under the assumption that Deshaun Watson's going to be suspended.
Well, Cleveland's telling you they want Baker out of the building.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They want him. They want his personality out of the building.
This move was intentional for that purpose, not just on the field. Obviously, Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield.
Right.
But yes, the situation has become completely toxic. But it's kind of all lining up. Not, I don't want to say in a negative way, but it's bad timing for the Browns if they want to move him, because there is no market. There's no desperation market. So maybe you keep him again until the preseason, see who gets injured and who becomes desperate.
That
probably makes the most sense. Because as of right now, it's not like it's off season. So at least you have the space and the air in the room, and everyone understands the situation.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
I'm going to blow your mind at the top of the hour. We had a topic we argued about this morning. It was just, I like to have these big, broad topics at the top of the 10. You know, we can tease it for an hour and say, you got to show up at 10. It just explodes. And by the way, also at 10, my friend Ian O'Connor, New York sports columnist, best one out there. He's got that Coach K book. He's traveling with Duke. He wrote this amazing book, and he's traveling with him throughout the tournament. And so he was with him over the weekend as they cut down the nets. It's fascinating. I like great endings to great movies. It's going to be amazing if he wins. I think they're going to win, and I think it's all falling into place for them. I can't wait.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
day.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Peter King, NBCSports.com, member of the Board of Selectors for the Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame since the early 90s, is joining us. So here's an interesting one. So Bobby Wagner, okay, this is my analytical brain. So the Rams want him, but they don't want to pay him $11 million a year. And according to you, that's what he's seeking, right? He's seeking that number. So let me ask you, Bobby, I don't tell pro athletes to take less money, but if I could have Aaron Donald as a linebacker in front of me for the next 3 years, literally creating doubles, opening up gaps for me, this is the classic example of Bobby. You played for the Seahawks. There's no state tax. You probably saved $10 million over the last 10 playing in that state. This is the rare moment where I think, Bobby, take less money and get to the Rams. You've saved a ton in state tax in Seattle. Aaron Donald guarantees doubles. Am I nuts on this, Peter?
No, I mean, Aaron Donald and Greg Gaines, the vastly underrated nose guy next to him, would, you know, really make, you know, clear the way for the linebackers behind him. Now, you know, Colin, one of the reasons why, when I wrote about this week, this is a luxury item for the Los Angeles Rams. And when you're a 32-year-old linebacker and you've taken as many hits as Bobby Wagner has taken, there's no guarantee beyond 1 year.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want with the contract, but it's probably, I mean, the best guess is it'll be a one-year deal. It'll end up being a one-year deal. So whoever signs him is going to get a guy who's still playing at an excellent level. Last 2 years, the second-rated linebacker by PFF and the 11th-rated linebacker by PFF. This guy has not plummeted down a cliff. He still is a very good player. But again, I do think that at this point in his career, he's going to have to make a choice. I'm sure that he can make more than he would make with the Rams somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like the choice that you have to make maybe very late in your career if you really want to win. And I bet Bobby Wagner is the type, even though he parted on seemingly on very good terms with the Seahawks, don't you think he'd like to play the Seahawks twice a year? I do.
Well, I said this for years about Dwayne Wade, who I adore. He's one of my favorite players ever. He went to Miami. So again, let's just talk money. No state tax. If he would have gone to Chicago, Los Angeles, so he saved a lot of money, and he got Pat Riley, the gift of Pat Riley, and Mickey Arison, and excellent coaches. Yeah. And then he went to Chicago, and I'm like, no, don't do that. Just take a little less money, be a legend, stay in Miami. And I think Dwayne, I can't speak for him, I think he kind of regretted going to Chicago for a little extra money. I think to your point, I didn't even think about Gaines. Aaron Donald and Greg Gaines, I would want to be a linebacker behind those two. There's going to be wide open alleys.
Who wouldn't?
Really?
That has to be, especially, I'm assuming, and we are assuming Aaron Donald is playing. I would think he probably is. And I don't know how you could hope as a linebacker to have two better guys in front of you than those two.
Okay, Joy and I were talking about this morning, is I don't think the Deshaun Watson thing's going to work out. I think he's better than Baker, but year one, he's not going to play a bunch. So you can just throw that away. Year two, he'll be coming off that, and he'll still be getting criticized in an increasingly tough division. And the truth is, Baker won a playoff game, so just winning a playoff game does not make this contract legitimate. He's got to win big for this and all the civil cases and all the negativity. He can't just go 10-7, Peter, and win a playoff game. That's not what this is about. I don't think it's ever going to be as good as they think. Your takeaway on the move by Cleveland and the signal it sends to the league at the owners' meetings?
Well, you know, I don't think the other owners are very happy with the Haslams. Not that the Haslams should care about that. They've got to take care of their own team. But Colin, if you consider that, I would compare in terms of when they were drafted and the sort of mega dollar contracts that they got, I'd say that there's two quarterbacks who are closest in comparison to the impact that they're going to have on the game to Deshaun Watson. Okay, now again, we're not positive about Watson because he's been off for a year and all that, but the last time we saw him, he was pretty darn good. But the two quarterbacks, I would say, are Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Mahomes was drafted with Watson in the first round of 2017. Josh Allen was drafted in the first round of 2018. All of them have gotten second contracts. In fact, Deshaun Watson's already gotten his third contract, and it's a doozy. 100% guaranteed at $230 million, an $80 million raise after he sat out for a year and has 22 civil cases hanging over his head. But let's just look at the other contracts there. And you say, well, geez, why would the other owners be mad at the Haslams? It's not their business. Well, Deshaun Watson, 100% guaranteed contract, at $230 million. Deshaun Watson has a guarantee that dwarfs the other two because Patrick Mahomes' guarantee is 19% of his contract.
Right.
And the guarantee in Josh Allen's contract is 39% of his total contract. So I just think that how aggressive the Haslams were is, you know, could come back to haunt them. But again, I think Deshaun Watson is going to be really good in Cleveland, personally.
Yeah.
And as long as that defense keeps up, I think they're going to be a real good team when he gets all the legal stuff put in the rearview mirror.
So, you know, one of the things I really like about the NFL, and it drives me crazy about baseball, because my first job out of college was doing play-by-play for baseball. I wanted to be a baseball announcer. The sport sometimes is paralyzed by its tradition. The NFL is always willing to move off of things if it's better for the product, and I love this. So the NFL owners passed the new overtime rule. I'll let you tell our audience. I'm an old school. I like the overtime. But they explained to the audience what happened here because I think it's brilliant. I think it shows their ability to embrace new data, Peter. And the new data shows that regular season overtime and playoff overtime are two different things. So do you have the new rule?
So here's what I wrote this week. I basically, whatever, I kind of telegraphed this a little bit because the people I was talking to around the league, many of them say, hey, listen, this is a no-doubt deal. Absolutely no doubt. We should have both teams being able to touch the ball in overtime in all games. But the problem with that, Colin, is that you also have a little cadre of coaches and GMs who are in the, hey, play defense school.
Yeah.
Okay, so the NFL went in today hoping that it could convince the group to make sure that at least they pass this for overtime. Because obviously, 12 overtime games in the last decade, 10 of them have been won by the team that won the coin flip to start overtime.
Yeah, in the playoffs.
And
yes,
in
the playoffs.
Of them, yeah. The second in playoff games. And in seven of those games, the team that didn't win the flip, it never touched the ball.
Right.
And so it's just a matter of fairness. You've got to eliminate the gross importance of the coin flip in overtime games. I think they'll get to a point where they change it in all games, but this year, and it just came down.
Yeah.
This year, it was, they knew they could only do it for the postseason.
So here's my theory on it, Peter, is that 55% of the time in the regular season, coin flip wins the game overtime. But it's 90% in the playoffs. Why? Because in the playoffs, it's the best quarterbacks. So when I believe in the in the playoffs, you got to give both teams. You can't give Mahomes the ball and you sit and watch. But if I'm only giving the ball to, you know, regular quarterback guy, which is about 60% of the quarterbacks in the league, the numbers, the data shows the coin flip is not the be-all, end-all to the victory. But in the playoffs, so the NFL was willing to say, hey, the playoffs, we have new data. We got to be fair. Regular season, we're not willing to move yet, which I am good for. Okay, we got to run NBCSports.com. Football Morning in America. Read his stuff. Peter King, he goes in-depth on a lot of stuff this week that's fascinating. It's great seeing you again.
Thanks a lot, Colin.
Yeah. So Joy and I talked about this a lot. What does the data say? The data say is the overtime in the regular season, the coin flip's not the be-all, end-all. It's 55-45. It's not that big of a deal. Play defense. Shows you once you have to face Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Tom Brady, and Matt Stafford, then it's totally punitive losing a coin flip. So the league's like, okay, we got data. When you go to the playoffs, both teams get it. But let's not extend regular season games, more injuries, because there is data that shows you go into overtime, you lose the next week. Like, the longer you play, it hurts you the next week. Hour two, next.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.